WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Welcome back to the morning show here on 90.7 FM WVUA, the Capstone. This is Ginger. I'm going to talk about our weather here for a little bit. It's currently 36 degrees. Isn't that crazy, you guys? The high today is 59 and the low is 29. And the National Weather Service has issued a freeze warning for the Tuscaloosa area. So that's just wonderful, isn't it? It'll be sunny all day today, but tomorrow there's a 90% chance of rain. High of 54, low of 40. And then it stays sort of in that range, upper 40s, lower 50s for the highs, and then lower 30s, upper 20s for the lows. So crazy. But tomorrow is the only time it's looking like it's going to rain, so be sure to pack your umbrella, your boots, whatever else you might need to brave the weather. But whether the weather is good or bad, we always have something to make you glad. I have the sweetest little story in honor of Veterans Day this past weekend. Marine vet gifted with brand new vehicle for service to disabled veterans and local children. This is the sweetest story. His name is Len Johnson. He is a former Marine. He's been awarded the Purple Heart, and in the process of completing his service, he lost the use of his left foot. So, disabled veteran, but he is committed to service. He helps out with a Catholic children's orphanage, and he helps out fellow veterans. And so he was given a new car so that he could continue doing that work. It says here that he likes to drive over to veterans' homes if they are needing some help with something. So he needs his car for that. And, of course, helping out with children, bringing them toys and things like that. So I just think that's so sweet. I think it's very important to honor our veterans, not just on Veterans Day, but every day. So thanks, someone, for their service today.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Welcome back to the morning show here on 90.7 FM WVUA, the Capstone. Every week here at the station, we get a rotation of new music from our music director, Alice, and she gives us a little description of what the music is like, and I have picked out a song to play for y'all out of our new music rotation. It's called Rest by Ghost Orchard, and it says that it's a lighter mood with a strong bass and a relaxing outro, a lo-fi textured pop. And I think that sounds so fun. I love anything with a lot of bass going on, because actually I play bass. That's a fun fact about me. I love anything that's got a fun bumping bass, so I'm going to play that for y'all.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Talk a little bit about that Ole Miss game, everyone. I was there for it, and it was really, really cold, and it was entertaining. And I just want to know y'all's thoughts. Give me a call at 205-348-9070. But I'm looking around at headlines and trying to get a feel for what everybody thinks about it. And it's a lot of what I think, too. The Tide survives, or Alabama escapes. It was just so close. It was really just crazy. I don't know. I'd love to know you all's thoughts on it. But, yeah. It just seems like this football season has been full of surprises, and maybe not surprises of the most welcome kind most of the time. But, you know, ebbs and flows in every program. So let me know what you think. I am really interested because I'm not a super big football expert or anything. I just watch Alabama and root for Alabama, and that's what I do. So I just want to know what you all think. If you have more football knowledge than me, especially, that's 205-348-9070.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Well, Welcome back to the morning show here on 90.7 FM WVUA, the voice of the University of Alabama. This is Ginger, and I'm so excited to have, I think, my first guest ever on the morning show, which is super fun. We have two people here from Alice Magazine, the women's magazine here on campus, and their names are Jen and Katie. Hi, Jen.
Hi, Katie. Hello.
Good morning. I hope you're having a good morning. It's so freaking cold.
Oh, I'm
so
over
it.
It's freezing.
I'm so over it already. We just started. But tell me a little bit about yourself, Jen. You're the editor-in-chief.
Yeah, so my name is Jen Bowman. I serve as the editor-in-chief of Alice Magazine this year. Alice Magazine is UA's premier women's campus, or premier women's magazine on campus. We're by women, for women, and about women. Our main goal this year is to just give women on all areas of campus and all corners of campus a platform.
Right. And tell me about yourself, Katie. You're the design editor.
I'm the design editor for Alice. So we have just made an 88-page magazine that will be premiered tomorrow.
88 pages. That's a lot.
It's a lot.
That's so crazy. Oh, my gosh. We'll have to talk a lot more about some content. I know you don't want to give everything away. But can you talk a little bit about the ethos of Alice, kind of what morals drive the publication and things like that?
Yeah. So like I said, we're really focused on making sure that women all over campus have a voice. When you pick up an issue of Alice or you read it online or go to our website or see our social media, we really want to make sure that you can see yourself in Alice. We want to be your best friend, your big sister going through college or just experiencing your early 20s and late teens. And this year, I think we've done a really good job of doing that online. We've published around 45 web articles since we started in June, I think June, maybe even before that. But we just really try to make sure that if you're going through something or maybe something happened to you or you have this question about something, that you can read it and realize that other people also had these experiences just like you.
Right. And this is y'all's first print issue in a while. I know that that practice was suspended during COVID. Is that right?
Yeah. So last year we did 5 issues for Volume 7 and we only had one that was in print. But this year we're going to be able to have 2 in print issues for Volume 8. This is the first fall in print issue that we've had in probably 2 years.
Wow. That's crazy. That's a really cool accomplishment. And I know it's really cool for you, Katie, because seeing your work, you know, printed out, it just has like a whole new meaning to it, doesn't it?
Yeah. Last year I was the social media editor, so it was all digital anyway. So then I was like, I'm going to design that cover next.
Yes. That's so
fun. So I was
like,
we're designing the cover and the whole thing.
Yes. So fun. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about the production of Alice and where you can get a copy.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Welcome back to the morning show here on 90.7 FM WVUA, the capstone. I'm back with staff from Alice, Jen, and Katie, the editor-in-chief and design editor, respectively. Good morning, y'all.
Good morning.
Hello.
Good
hello.
Morning.
It's a chill morning here at the station. I just want to know, how does one put together an 88-page magazine? That sounds like the most monumental task. And I know y'all have, you know, a big, talented, accomplished staff, but this
a
sounds so crazy.
We do have a staff now of like 100 and something.
Yeah, we've around 120 contributors and plus editors. It's around 120. But we started working on this in May. Like as soon as I found out I was editor in chief, I like sat down on my laptop and was just like, okay, we need to have this on time and we need to do this and this. And I created the timeline. But we really started in like June for ideas of what we were going to do. Mm-hmm. Katie and I had many phone calls while we were separated for the summer about what we wanted to do. Mm-hmm. And then when you get on campus in August, when we first started, we probably took 2 weeks to assign stories, photos, and designs, and then our teams respectively hit the ground running and created
it. Yeah, all of your people were writing away, and so those all got submitted, and then it goes to my team, and then I had like 7 contributors, so they were each making about 1 to 3 spreads apiece, and then my assistant, Sarah Smith, was also doing a lot too, and then I made some as well, so we were all making spreads, and then I took over like the section dividers and the cover and like the big stories that are like kind of highlighted on the cover.
Our feature section.
Yeah.
I will also say Katie and I probably spent around, I don't know, 50 plus hours in the office just editing everything. So we usually have that magazine go under three rounds of edits. So it'll go through our section editors, then it'll go through our department heads, and then finally it gets to me and I edit the entire thing. But Katie and I spent a many night in the Office of Student Media nonstop editing.
It was me walking out of here at 10 a.m. and the only person left here was Noah. And I was like, hey, Noah. Yeah. We're the only ones here.
That's so crazy. The dedication.
I know.
So
and then we had a 4 a.m. morning.
Yeah, we did production night where we were in here for, we came in at 1 p.m. and then we left at 4 a.m.
Yeah.
That is so crazy. Can y'all talk a little bit about the photo shoot side of things? Because I know I really like how y'all balance the graphic part of it and then the photo part of it. And of course, as a women's magazine, like the photos are everything. So can y'all speak to that some?
Yeah, I can talk about it. So we have our amazing creative director, Rebecca Martin, and then our photo editors, Sarah Hartzell and Emma Kate Standard. So Sarah and Emma Kate just kind of sat down and talked about what photo story, which is just centered around the photos itself, what they wanted that to look like. This year, they decided to do it off of our theme, which is an 8-bit theme throughout the magazine. So they went to Bolero over here across the street from Midtown, and they took some photos in front of the video games and all that kind of fun stuff. And then also, when they're given these outlines and titles of all the stories, we have 27 stories this issue, they kind of sit down with their teams and go, what should this look like? What do we think would look absolutely amazing for this? And I know this year, which in years past this wasn't the case, we didn't have to buy anything for any of our photo shoots because we've had them all before. So a lot of our photo shoots you might have, or a lot of our photos you might see items that have been in previous issues of Alice, which I think is really cool.
And once those stories are done and we know what's going in the magazine, immediately it's who gets design and who gets photo, and those get divided up, and then photo shoots happen like within the week, and they make super quick work. And then it's design that's like, hey, we're still here, but we'll get it done.
It's usually about a month per each department of what they do. So writing and photography usually go at the same time. And then at the end, design gets everything because they need the photos and the writing to put everything together.
So when was this finished and, like, sent off to the printers? I'm sure the anticipation between that is just killing y'all.
I think we had our final day set for October 10th.
Yeah.
And I think it ended up being about October 17th-ish.
Yeah. So it's been about a month.
Yeah.
I'm sure that anticipation is just crazy.
And we've only seen one proof of it, and it wasn't fully done.
Yeah.
So it'll be neat to see it.
They're on campus. I got a text this morning that our magazines are on campus at the receiving office, so we have to go pick them up. But I'm very anxious because it's been out of my control, and if something happens, I can't fix it.
Yeah, and we had a little paper shortage that we were dealing with.
Crazy.
Oh, we've had every curveball that you can imagine.
We're
thrown
still
at
standing.
Us.
Haven't hit strike three yet,
and
though.
We're just ready to get to 6 p.m. tomorrow night, and we know it's fully done.
Yes, that is y'all's launch party. Tell me a little bit more about that. Where is that going to be?
It will be at Domo at the Riverwalk, and it will be from 6 to 8.
It's right next to another Broken Egg Cafe. The attire is cocktail. It's going to be really fun. We're going to have free food and drinks there. We'll also have a ton of never-before-seen Alice merch. We're also giving away two Alice sweatshirts, and we have a current Patchology skincare giveaway going on our Instagram right now, Alice the Mag, that you can enter, and if you are selected, your name will be announced at our launch party.
That's so much fun, and y'all can see pictures from our interview today on the station Instagram. That's at WVUAFM. We'll be back with Alice here in just a minute.
WVUAFM, Tuscaloosa.
When you're done with us, even if you don't have a portfolio yet, we're hiring writers, designers, photographers, social media team members, marketing team members, just kind of anything and everything you think it takes to make a physical magazine, we're probably hiring for it.
And y'all cover a big variety of topics too.
Yeah, so we just started or added our fifth section. So we do beauty, fashion, food and health, lifestyle, entertainment, and features. Caroline Carr is our features editor. We just implemented that role. But basically, we cover just about anything that impacts women or could impact women, as well as anything that we find fun in pop culture.
Yeah. Well, that's super fun. So just one more recap. Tomorrow is that launch party at Domo from 6 to 8. Come get a free copy and some merch and all kinds of stuff. Wear your cocktail attire. So exciting. Thank y'all for sitting down with me today on this International Girls Day.
Yes, thank you so much for having us.
Yes, and you can hear clips from this later on today at WVUAFM on our Instagram, and y'all plug your socials too.
At Alice the Mag on all of our social media platforms, TikTok, Twitter, Instagram, and then make sure to check us out online, alice.ua.edu. And something I forgot to mention is that Volume 8, Issue 1 will be available online as well if you can't get your hands on a physical copy.
Right, so much fun. But I'm sure that that physical one will just be a sight to behold.
We'll be taking 25 tomorrow night.
Each.
Without a doubt.
So much fun. Well, thank y'all for being here. Wishing y'all successes, of course, going forward. When can we expect the next issue? I know, like, you want to celebrate now, but...
The next issue will be out in April of 2023. It's probably going to be the second week of April. I actually just had to finalize our timeline for it. So it is on my brain, even though we haven't officially launched issue one yet. We're already thinking about issue two. So,
well, I hope that everything goes well for y'all tomorrow. And thanks for joining me today.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks. Back to some music.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.